All right, happy Saturday morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC, and by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Concerns over the number of accidents on some Tuscola County roads continues to grow. The latest plea for action was made by Billy Putman, whose family was involved in an accident at the intersection of Deckerville Road and Herd's Corner Road. Three Putman family members were killed and three other family members were severely injured when a semi-truck ran a stop sign. Putman stated there have been seven more accidents at Herd's Corner Road and Deckerville Road since the September 19th accident involving his family. Putman took his concerns to the Tuscola County Road Commission and then to the County Board of Commissioners, where he explained his unsatisfactory meeting with the road board. According to Putman, the road board either failed to respond or took several weeks to answer his and the emails of others about their highway concerns. Besides the Deckerville and Herd's Corners intersection, other roads that are an area of concern because of the number of accidents are the intersection of Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, M15 and Birch Run Road, and Irish Road. Putman and his remaining family members researched the cost of putting rumble strips or flashing red lights powered by solar on stop signs. According to Putman's research on the cost of rumble strips and solar light warnings on stop signs at those intersections that they have the most accidents is about $29,400. He pointed out the cost for the road commission to do that work would be less than the cost he was able to find himself. Michigan's signature free pre-K program for four-year-olds has reached a new enrollment high as state officials continue to tout cost savings and educational benefits to parents. Across the state, there are about 51,000 students enrolled in the Great Start Readiness Program, the state's free pre-K program. The numbers announced Tuesday are an increase of about 8,900 students from this time last year, according to the numbers provided by MyLeap. That's a 21% increase in enrollment. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is accusing Five Below of repeatedly overcharging customers and not displaying item prices clearly. Nessel contends that Five Below violated the Michigan Shopping Reform and Modernization Act and the Michigan Consumer Protection Act at nearly 20 stores across Michigan on 30 occasions. Since June, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has documented 30 instances of pricing non-compliance by Five Below. From August to November, items marked at $5 were often charged at $6 or $7. The retail chain had promised an internal audit and staff retraining, but Nessel said these efforts have not fully resolved the issues. Shoppers should know the price they see on the shelf is what they will be charged, and repeated overcharging violations are unacceptable, Nessel said. Five Below has until December 15th to meet with the Department of Attorney General to seek a compliance agreement. Failure to do so could lead to litigation and fines. We'll be right back.
This is R.C. Wise from Bayport State Bank. Why is it advantageous for you to bank with Bayport State Bank? Because we are locally owned and locally controlled. If you need assistance with deposits, loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, and more, you're not just dealing with local people you know and trust, but our management team and stockholders live right in our communities in the Thumb area. They know our Thumb area residents, our farmers, our business owners, our factories, and most everyone who banks with us. That is important because we know our Thumb area and your concerns and can tailor loans and programs that meet your needs. Yes, just like the big impersonal banks, we have online banking, mobile banking, and access to thousands of ATMs throughout the United States. We can do what they do, but we do it better. with local, personal service. Also, when you bank with Bayport State Bank, your money stays here in our community, helping your neighbors and friends. We also don't charge for mailing out paper statements. Does your bank do that? So stop by one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and see what we can do for you. So make sure you make the wise choice. Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we're back. So MDARD urges Michigan residents to follow food safety practices as they prepare Thanksgiving meals this year. Officials advise clean your refrigerator, using a thermometer to ensure the turkey is fully cooked, and following safe thawing and storage procedures to avoid foodborne illness. Set Set your fridge below 40 degrees Fahrenheit and your freezer at zero. Declutter and clean storage areas before the holiday. Thaw your turkey only in the refrigerator, cold water, or microwave, never on the counter, to prevent bacteria growth. Cook your turkey and stuffing to at least 165 degrees and avoid cross-contamination by washing hands and utensils after handling raw meat. Chill your leftovers within 2 hours. Keep them in shallow containers and consume them within 4 days or freeze for up to 6 months. More food safety information is available on thumbnet.net. Nigeria has suffered its second mass school abduction this week, with authorities confirming an attack on a Catholic school in the north-central Kebbi state. It wasn't immediately confirmed who the attackers are or the number of students abducted at the St. Mary's school yesterday. The abductions of students have come to define insecurity in Africa's most populous nation and the painful consequences. Kidnappers in the past have included the Boko Haram jihadi insurgency group that carried out the mass abduction of 276 schoolgirls more than a decade ago. But other armed groups are active and motivated more by money than religious belief. Nigeria's widespread insecurity affects children and adults and Christians and Muslims alike. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And by Joe Ritchie, Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I have one obituary to read this morning. Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away Wednesday, November 19th. He was born on January 1st, 1933. He and Lorraine Kranz were united in marriage on May 22nd, 1954. They celebrated 71 years together. He is survived by his wife, Lorraine, his children, Ronald, Kathleen, Diane, Douglas, Lori, Bruce, Sharon, Kevin, Karen, Marcia, and 14 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday, November 24th at 11 a.m. at Holy Apostles of Paris, Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be at the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, November 23rd from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and at the church from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. on Monday. A rosary will be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.